With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a record-setting fine for Amazon.
Amazon has reached an historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which says the online giant tricked consumers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel once they did. The Seattle company will pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history, and $1.5 billion would be paid to consumers who were unintentionally enrolled in Prime or were deterred from canceling their subscriptions. The company has admitted no wrongdoing in the case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Every living former Fed chair has joined in an amicus brief warning the Supreme Court against allowing the removal of board Governor Lisa Cook.
Former Federal Reserve chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan have signed on to a Supreme Court filing urging the justices to reject President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. They join a bipartisan group of former Treasury secretaries and White House officials arguing that allowing her removal would undermine the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics. Trump sought to fire Cook last month after members of the administration accused her of mortgage fraud and brought the case to the Supreme Court after an appeals court allowed Cook to keep her job as her case works through the courts. Jennifer King, Washington.
The gunman who opened fire on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas hated the U.S. government and wanted to incite terror by killing federal agents. That's according to law enforcement officials. The details about the shooter's motive emerged at a news conference the day after the attack, which killed an ICE detainee and critically wounded two others. The gunman fatally shot himself. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points, the NASDAQ dropped 113. This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports. SRN correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded the United States constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street stumbled to its longest losing streak in more than a month as U.S. stocks gave back more of this year's big gains. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% for its third straight drop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 0.5%. All three indexes are still near their records set at the start of the week. Stocks felt pressure from reports showing the U.S. economy may be stronger than economists thought. That could make the Federal Reserve less likely to be cutting interest rates several times in the coming months. The Dow was down 173 points today to close at 45,947. The NASDAQ lost 113 to 22,384. The S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 6,604. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
News and analysis at srnnews.com.